Elon Musk's SpaceX operation is preparing to launch the largest rocket in the history of space flight. If permitted by federal regulators, it will lift off from a beachside facility at the southern tip of Texas. But residents and conservationists there have criticized the permitting process. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Maria Pointer's life has changed a lot in the past 5 years.
We have some beautiful kayakers going by. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Her new home is in a retirement and rental community. SpaceX's facilities tower above the horizon, about 5 miles across a bay. The rockets mark the spot where Pointer and her husband once lived.
We had a really nice life in the wilderness.
They had retired in a home near Boca Chica Beach.
We thought nobody would ever find us where we were at the end of the road.
Then SpaceX moved in. Before approving the project, the Federal Aviation Administration conducted an environmental impact statement, an in-depth examination required by federal law. The initial statement, in 2014, said area residents wouldn't experience too much disruption at night. But operations ramped up. Residents described 24/7 lights and noise.
It caused an immense amount of stress because of health issues for both of us. So we had a lot of grief.
Eventually, the couple sold their house to SpaceX.
People were saying, gosh, Maria, you're supporting SpaceX and they're taking your house. You know, what an idiot. But they just didn't understand that after sleep deprivation, lights, noise, dust, choking dust, not just dust, but choking dust with grit and grime in the air. You could hear it hitting your house in the wind. Your trees and plants died. You can't live in that situation, and you can't fight a billionaire.
The FAA allowed that ramp up without completing a new impact statement.
They incrementally just kept approving whatever it was that SpaceX continued to do.
David Newstead is a program director with the Coastal Bend Bays and Estuaries Program, a nonprofit research and conservation group. He watched the FAA permit SpaceX to expand using a process known as a reevaluation, a faster process with less scrutiny than an impact statement.
Up to the point where you can see that the project, it bears no resemblance to what was originally proposed.
The launch tower now dominates the skyline of Boca Chica Beach, home to endangered sea turtles as well as coastal birds not found elsewhere in Texas. Stephanie Billadue is a conservation biologist with the group's Coastal Bird Program.
In areas where we previously had, you know, a dozen snowy plover, Wilson's plover nests in a season close to where the launch pad is, it's slowly decreased over the years. This year we only had one nest in that area.
But the FAA says that SpaceX's expanded operations haven't been significant enough to warrant more scrutiny. In late March, SpaceX tested a large rocket.
One.
A prototype of its so-called Starship. It had been approved through the FAA's less intense reevaluation process. It exploded. Rocket parts showered protected habitats overseen by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, whose researchers were unable to access the area. SpaceX drove over miles of sensitive land with heavy machinery to retrieve the debris. A Texas Parks and Wildlife program leader called the situation completely unacceptable, writing, "It absolutely should not be this hard for us to get access to our own property." SpaceX declined TPR's interview request and did not respond to written questions. Texas Parks and Wildlife says the company and agency are focused on how to, quote, better function and operate as neighboring property owners. There is local resistance to SpaceX, but there are supporters, too. Despite feeling forced out of her retirement home by the company, Maria Pointer is one of them. She now runs Starship Boca Chica, a YouTube channel devoted to all things SpaceX. She's excited by Elon Musk's grand vision of colonizing Mars.
Yeah, I'm an Apollo kid from the 60s, and I was wanting to go back to the moon, and I'm right there with Elon. I'm rah-rah.
Well, I don't understand why people think that he's such a genius. I mean, I think, you know, in my opinion, he's a sociopath.
In a 2019 letter, SpaceX told Boca Chica residents, like Cheryl Stevens, that the company initially expected minimal disruption. But, the company said, the need to comply with FAA regulations and to continue expanding its operations would make that impossible.
They're saying whatever they need to say to get things to go the way they want them to. And in fact, that's what it's turned out to be, like a really a gigantic bait and switch.
For now, SpaceX's road to Mars is closed. The FAA says the proposed ramp-up, which would see about 24 Starship launches every year, could adversely affect endangered species in the area. The largest rocket in the history of spaceflight can't lift off until regulators give the okay. SpaceX seems confident about the outcome. The company has already built a launch tower, without the approval of regulators, and begun assembling the rocket in question, without a license to actually launch it. For Here and Now, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Cameron County, Texas.